Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Okay. Could you hear?
Yeah.
Ether.
Ether.
I know.
Call one more. House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. It's 5:06. And present are Representative Willis, Representative Foster, and Representative Mulder. And we have before us today a couple bills. The first one is by Representative Moses, HJR 18, and it relates to ADAC and a fishing community there. Representative Moses, please join us and enlighten us.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. I'm Representative Moses, the sponsor of HJR 18. ADAC Naval Base has been in existence as a military establishment in the ocean since World War II. And now with the easing of Cold War tensions, the U.S. Department of Defense is now looking at reducing and phasing out numerous installations across the country, including ADAC. Commercial fishing is a major, practically the industry in the districts, and of course the island of ADAC has a lot of good natural harbors, but they're all in the naval reserve, which consists of the whole island. And what this resolution does is ask the Department of Defense to release some of the naval reserve, which is not necessarily keep the whole island in the reserve, and allow fishing industry to move in. Those available to the fishing, particularly Finger Bay was available to the fishing industry up until about 10 years ago, and they eliminated that. Anyway, this asks that they take a look at, see if they can't take some of that out of the reserve.
Are there any questions?
Well, I don't know, probably not a question per se, but if any of this land is, you know, is transferred, is there any evidence that there could be environmental hazards left behind in any places out there? You know, would there be some precautions that could be taken that we would assure ourselves that we wouldn't be inheriting some problems that maybe the feds would should try to fix, if you will, first? I'm just throwing it out as a...
I think that's maybe always an inherent possibility. We have that problem with Dutch Harbor. There's a considerable piece of land saturated with oil. But that's everyday life now.
Yeah.
Buying a piece of property.
Do you have a call?
Yep. Let the record show that Representative Cott showed up at 5:07.
I have a call. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for leaving.
Carl, if you are there, obviously there's been interest in pursuing fishing around the area. What type of interest have you had? What prompted your resolution?
Well, just it was utilized prior, like I say, prior to 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, the Navy is already cutting back approximately 10% a year. And it just makes good sense to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
You have a letter before you from Alicia East Borough in agreement with it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it probably wind up being a detriment to my business. I probably business at the store because of it, but I think it's best for the state and the district.
Is that Foster?
No, I don't know what the intentions of the chairman were, but would it be appropriate for me to move this out of the committee?
Certainly would.
Okay, I'd like to move this bill then out of the committee, HJR number 18, with individual recommendations.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you.
Good luck with your effort.
See you later.
Okay. Take care of the formalities here real quick.
Of three, no Rex.
The next bill up is a bill that we sponsored, Military and Veterans Affairs sponsored, HB 59, relating to veterans' land discount refunds. This is a bill that has been around for a little while. Representative Ivan had it 2 years ago and last year. Got it just about passed, and it failed right at the end. I think it failed in the opposite side's rules committee. So we have taken up the cause again and have introduced it upon request. And Howard Joyce is going to do a little discussion for us first. And then I understand Ron Swanson from DNR is here also to give us a little bit of background. Howard?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. HB 59 is...
One second, Howard. For the record, my order is...
Howard Joyce from Representative Mulder's office. HB 59 has a long and sordid history in Alaska. It starts with a brief overview. In 1978, Alaska passed a land discount program whereby a resident of the state could purchase state land for residential use and receive a 5% discount for every year they've been a resident of the state. Veterans were also extended this discount. Again, in 1979, they increased the discount for veterans up to 75%, or $37,500, whichever was less. The previous had been $25,000, or 50%, whichever was less. The program ran fine until 1983, when Gilman versus Martin came before the Alaska Supreme Court. And Gilman versus Martin considered a municipal ordinance that granted land discounts to residents. It was not the state program, but it was a municipal program. They ruled the municipal program unconstitutional because it violated equal protection clauses of the U.S. Constitution and the Alaska Constitution. So after the decision was published on April 1st, the Department of Law recommended to DNR that they stop the implementation of the state program because of the comparability of the state program and the municipal ordinance in question in Gilman versus Martin. So from April 1, 1983, and I'll say that date again, April 1, 1983, the program was stopped from further implementation. After that point, the 13th legislature eliminated the program entirely in the first session, and in the second session, they reintroduced a new program that granted veterans a flat 25% discount on land they had purchased. And that program went into effect on July 6, 1984. So the problem lied with veterans who had purchased land between April 1st, when DNR stopped the implementation of the state of the old veterans land program, and July 6th, when the new program took effect. Veterans who bought land in that time period did not receive any discount whatsoever. So back in in the last legislature, they tried to correct this by passing authorization, and the bill, I believe, was 134. And what it did was it made the current program, which was passed again in 1984, it took that program and it made it retroactive effective to April 1st. So the veterans who had purchased land in that window were now allowed to get a 25% discount on the land they had purchased. House Bill 134 didn't contain any appropriation language. It just contained authorization. It passed both houses, and as the chairman mentioned before, Representative Ivan's bill was the appropriation bill for this. It did not pass, passed the House, passed the Senate committees, got to the Senate Rules Committee, and died in the last hours of session. So House Bill 59 is basically a duplicate of Representative Ivan's bill, House Bill 176, from the 17th legislature. It makes an appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for refunds to the veterans in that window that I mentioned before. It also reimburses the University of Alaska for land that that the veterans, some veterans bought that was transferred from DNR to University of Alaska, and I think Mr. Swanson can probably explain that better than I will. I've included, there's a timeline in the packet where you'll see kind of how things fell into place, and unless there's any questions, I think I'm finished.
Ed, Richard?
Yeah, I got here under the DNR fiscal note here, it's got a zero fiscal note, but actually it's, right. It looks like it's about 75,000.
Right. The reason for that is it's there's no impact to DNR. It's a general fund that they can implement the program without additional cost, but it'll cost the state $75,000 or $74,600 to refund the participants and also the university.
Correct. So that would be a part of the bill, that payment for that money.
Yeah, there should be a fiscal note on there of 74,600.
The funding information is on the front of the bill. The fiscal note is a 01.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it.
Incidentally, also with this, the veterans, this money is, the veterans who have paid their, or are still currently paying, their discounts have been applied. There are vets, and I don't know if any other office besides ours have received calls, who haven't got money at all. Those are vets who have paid their land off without the discount. They'll be getting a refund from DNR when this bill passes. Okay, so for their deal.
Thank you, Howard. Ron?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director, my name is Ron Swanson. I'm the Director of Division of Land. The history was given absolutely correct. Just for your information, during the application period, which was limited to a one-year period, we received 42 applications. 36 of those were granted and were legitimate. 9 of those 36 are now university contracts. The university contracts came about as land settlement with the university, in that they picked up certain land contracts that we had, and so now we will have to repay the university for money that they expected to earn, and that is part of that appropriation package there. We did implement the program as dictated by the legislation, even though we did not have the appropriation, and as has been mentioned, we constantly get letters saying, please give us our money now that you said we can get it. I would like to make a couple of technical suggestions to the bill, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman. On line 9, the word qualify, I'd like to change the word to qualified. The bill, the original bill authorizing the thing is now sunsetted. I want to make it sure to everybody that this is a done deal. We're not going to open the package again. And the same would apply to line 10. I would eliminate the word may and change apply to applied. It's at the end of line 10.
Eliminate main.
And change it to apply.
Okay.
All applications that were received have been adjudicated. This is the final appropriation. I mean, every dime will go back. If you want the breakdown of where the money can go, I'll give you that real quick. It would be $24,605 reimbursed to individuals. $49,925 will go to the university. And additional credits to people still making payments totals $48,591. So altogether, the impact of the original legislation is $125,686.99.
Very good. Any questions from the committee members?
But this number is still 74, right?
Correct.
That's the correct amount.
Okay. Right. Well, I'd move for the amendments, technical amendments that would offer.
No objection.
Any objection? No. Amendments are adopted. The amended bill is before us.
Yes, I would move it out with individual recommendations.
Okay, very good. So ordered. Thank you, Mr. Swanson, for showing up today.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. And thank you for the help. I know this has been it's been a complicated maze to wind through, and there have been other individuals who've been screaming, yelling, asking for their money.
So we told him to contact you.
I know. Or more appropriately, Howard knows. He gets their calls every day. There you go, Richard.
There you go.
Ivan would be pleased.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe somebody can give him a call.
Yeah. You'll have to tell him that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed. I believe the next meeting Does Wednesday, do Wednesday evenings work out okay? Is Pete in a budget subcommittee or?
Judiciary Ethics.
Oh, ethics. That's kind of extraordinary. Our fifth is Mike, right? So I'm not sure what. Mike's sick. Okay. So otherwise, 5 o'clock on Wednesdays looks like they're pretty decent.
That's fine.
Okay. We could try and do that until we get everything flushed out of the committee, so to speak.
Sounds great.
All right.
Anything else coming down the pike?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
What's on the
dividend? It'll be HB 75, which is permanent fund dividends, qualifications for the military, and HB 98, which is naming a bridge, Black Vets Memorial Bridge on the Alaska Highway.
Right. And then I noticed we got another bill today.
At 175.
Right.
Women
in the military. So, unless there are further concerns, we'll adjourn the meeting.
Did we have a bill for the name of bridge and trains?
Yeah,
was that Menards?
That's Menards.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, we got it up tomorrow? Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. We're supposed to go up to Marcy's office at 5:30. That's what Jeff's going
to say. Okay. We're on our way.
Okay.
How about that? You can't pay enough to keep you at short, sweet meetings. Record show, the representative Navarre showed up.
I got some stuff for signature that I got to get.
Did you sign us? Yeah, I took lessons from Richard. We practice quick gavel here.